Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on grief, depression, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late indie rock singer-songwriter, David Berman. How the fuck are you, motherfuckers? That's the question of the day, isn't it? How are we? We take stock in the fall of how we are, and we put that through the rigors until we come up with a list of things we want to change about ourselves in the new year. And we use the calendar to achieve, you know, these goals. I don't know exactly where I'm going with this, but be careful when you take stock. The way you feel at the moment can influence or bias your outlook. And I know that the last few weeks I've been, you know, in a pretty low place. Last week, notwithstanding, I think last week felt markedly different and better. And I think that this week is another notch up. I really do. Now, today, the day I'm recording this, of course, I feel like a sack of shit, and I just want to crawl under my bed. But the days leading up to this, I've felt reasonably human. I managed to stay up past 7 p.m., which is something that's been, you know, going on for the better part of 2 or 3 years now, where I just crash. I crash at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30. And then I get up at 6:30. So I'm sleeping, to quote Belle and Sebastian, I'm sleeping the clock around, you know? It's troublesome. So there's that. Aside from staying awake a little longer, I've just had a bit more pep in my step. I've went for a couple walks the last consecutive days. Now, today it's very cold out. I probably should try and go for a walk, but it's afternoon now, and I don't do a whole lot in the afternoon. The afternoon is tough for me. It's sort of morning or bust, and it's feeling like a bust at this point. So I don't know, but I got to toughen up because this is just the start of winter, and fuck, does winter ever suck? Oh, it's so dark and it's cold and it's wet on your feet and it's just miserable. It's the realization of melancholy. You know, it's the physical manifestation rather of melancholy. It's just, ugh. And it does nothing for my, you know, my natural, I'm fucking totally okay disposition. So there's that. But I ask again, how are you? How are you? I hope you're all right. I've got a couple real nice letters over the past couple of weeks. One of them, you know, came during a therapy session, and it was so gratifying to think that not only are people out there listening to this and participating in this, but that they would take the effort and time to drop me a note. It just means, it means so much. It's pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking cool.
Send in the clouds. Bring down the rain. Shut all the blinds. Turn out the lights. I feel insane when you get in my bed. I am the trick my mother played on the world. 17 doctors couldn't decide whether I should be allowed in the game. Sansha, yeah.
swat of some truck.
Don't step on it, motherfucker. What a fucking song. That should have been an indie rock hit. It's an anthem. And it's just really spectacular and emblematic of what this record is all about. And the strength of this record is staggering. It's staggering. And so we get Send in the Clouds. And I'm grinning. This has turned my day around. I'm not going to lie to you. I listened to it twice. And I'm ready to... I feel like... I don't even know. Swada Santra? What does this phrase mean? As far as I can tell researching, it's, and that's Googling, really, and that's a cursory Google. So if you want to do some more far out research, please have at her. But as far as I can tell, it's gibberish. And it's not shocking. But it comes from a phrase that isn't gibberish, and it's soi disant. And it's something like everyone, something like that. I don't know. I'm pretty fucking stoned. So there's that. I love the atmospherics in between the chorus and the verses. I think that that's really, again, something you can shake your head at and think, God damn, this is not something that would have ever, you know, when you go back and listen to earlier works, Natural Bridge, you just can't imagine. You can't imagine that sort of atmosphericness. And then you get the extended out. And what's not to love about that? When Malk comes in and does the Swada Santra on his own, why can't monsters get along with other monsters? When he does that on his own, it's fucking just great. When him and David sing together, it's glorious. It's truly, their voices work so well together. We get some classic Malkisms in there. There's the way he says, is it work? Let me look at the lyrics here for a second. Game. I believe it's Game, whether I should be allowed in the game. And he says Game in a really funny way. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, this is a good song. This is a great song. I'm going to listen to it again while you're listening to a poem. Self-Portrait at 28 from the collection of poetry by David Berman, Actual Air. I know it's a bad title, but I'm giving it to myself as a gift. On a day nearly canceled by sunlight, when the entire hill is approaching the ideal of Virginia, brochured with goldenrod and loblolly, and I think at least I have not woken up with a bloody knife in my hand. By then, having absently wandered 100 yards from the house while still seated in this chair with my eyes closed. It is a certain hill, the one I imagine when I hear the word hill. And if the apocalypse turns out to be a worldwide nervous breakdown, if our 5 billion minds collapse at once, well, I'd call that a surprise ending, and this hill would still be beautiful. A place I wouldn't mind dying alone or with you. I'm trying to get at something, and I want to talk very plainly to you, so that we are both comforted by the honesty. You see, there is a window by my desk I stare out when I'm stuck. Though the outdoors has rarely inspired me to write, and I don't know why I keep staring at it. My childhood hasn't made good materials either, mostly being a mulch of white minutes, with a few standout moments, popping tar bubbles on the driveway in the summer, a certain amount of pride at school, every time they called it our son, and playing football when the only play was go out long, are what stands out now. If I squeezed for more information, I can remember old clock radios with flipping metal numbers and an entree called Surf and Turf. As a way of getting in touch with my origins, every night I set the alarm clock for the time I was born, so that waking up becomes a historical reenactment. And the first thing I do is take a reading of the day and try to flow with it, like when you're riding a mechanical bull and you strain to learn the pattern quickly so you don't inadvertently resist it. That is part one of Self-Portrait at 28 by David Cloud Berman. There are a couple parts to this poem, so we'll go through this week over week and see how we end up. But that's what we're going to do. So there's that. So this is the first week that I recorded the poem separately. I didn't go in like chronological order of the actual podcast that you listen to. So just to explain how I was able to listen to that song while you were hearing the poem, now you know, because I was just doing some editing. I was just dropping it in there, you know, as they say. So, something else came up. Well, first of all, let's just talk about this poem briefly, because it's one of six parts. So I'll do what I did for the other poem, and I'll stitch it all together at the end, and you can get the whole thing for a fact. I think it's a tremendous work. It's, pretty deeply introspective. And if he's being straight up with us and not being, you know, a poet trying to write a poem that is somewhat elusive, then I think it's pretty straightforward. But that's art. Art is fucked that way, right? It can be straightforward, and then all of a sudden the artist can tell you no, you know. And should an artist tell you no? I don't know. I think once the artist released to the world, it's everybody's, personally. So there's that. There's some great turns of phrase in there. I can't wait for you to hear the whole thing. It's really really quite solid. And that's about what I have for you. So stay cool, stay hungry, stay foolish. Sorry I'm late today. And wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra. Podcasts and Such.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.